every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Guess what?
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL has a new highest paid receiver ever after the Seahawks agreed to a 4-year extension with Jaxon Smith-Njigba worth $168.6 million. The new deal includes $120 million guaranteed for JSN, who was named AP Offensive Player of the Year for the Super Bowl champs. Travis Kelce's love story with the Chiefs will now officially continue for at least a 14th season after the 11-time Pro Bowl tight end signed a 3-year contract Monday worth just under $55 million. Kelce had 851 yards receiving last season at age 36. Elsewhere, the Patriots released veteran QB Joshua Dobbs Monday, leaving Tommy DeVito as the backup to Drake May. And the Bucs are beefing up their D, signing free agent linebacker Christian Roseboom, who led the Panthers in tackles last season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
With Robinhood prediction markets, buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood Prediction Markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority to review budget and funding method. County Sheriff's Office releases information of drowning at Lopez Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding its next regular meeting Wednesday, March 25th. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park and starts at 4 p.m. This meeting, the board will review feedback gathered from its public workshop on March 12th, approve the fiscal year budget, and decide on a funding mechanism. The agenda cites several key themes from the feedback session, where a presentation was given on Sigma implementation and on the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The agenda says participants expressed concern over a significant portion of the budget going to administrative costs, limited progress on groundwater management actions, and wished for more clear and more accessible information on PRAGA activities. The board will receive this feedback and review the proposed $1.1 million budget for the next fiscal year. So far, the most supported funding mechanism by the board and the public feedback sessions is to charge users based on volumetric use from Prop 26 and to place the charge on the county tax rolls. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has announced that the high school's jazz band earned first place in their division at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival held March 14th in San Luis Obispo. PRHS competed against four schools in their division and also received awards for their saxophone and trumpet sections. County Sheriff's Office releases information of drowning at Lopez Lake. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today, 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Emergency crews responded to an incident at Lopez Lake on Sunday, March 22nd. CAL FIRE says they responded to a water rescue effort at about 4:20 p.m. after a witnessed submersion. Later that day, fire officials announced that the victim still had not yet been located as of 9 p.m. despite extensive search efforts. Agencies postponed the search due to limited visibility. At approximately 11:52 a.m. on Monday, March 23rd, the victim was located. The sheriff's office says that 25-year-old Sergio Mendiola Garcia of Santa Maria was observed distressed and drowning by reporting parties and was not wearing a life preserver. The sheriff's office says he was found dead, located underwater. His next of kin have been notified. The Paso Robles Police Department and Fire Department announced they'll be conducting a rapid response and active shooter training exercise today and on March 26th. The training will take place in the area of the old Georgia Brown campus on 36th Street. Residents should not be alarmed by the increased presence of law enforcement and fire personnel. The California Mid-State Fair has announced two additional headline concerts will be coming to this year's Michelob Ultra Concert Series. First, on July 20th at 7:30 p.m., Megadeth will take to the Chumash Grandstand Arena with special guest Exodus. Megadeth is a heavy metal band founded in 1983 in Los Angeles, California. They are one of the big four of thrash metal, alongside Slayer, Anthrax, and Metallica. Their works have sold more than 50 million records worldwide and have created and have received a Grammy Award and earned 9 top 10 entries on the Billboard 200. The second headliner announced by the fair this week is Treaty Oak Revival for July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. with special guest William Clark Green. Treaty Oak Revival has been one of the most formidable independent forces in modern country, hailing out of Texas, described by Rolling Stone as one of the most exciting live experiences in all of music. Their first two albums were self-released and produced multiple platinum and gold singles. Tickets for both concerts go on sale this Friday, March 27th at 10 a.m. at MidStateFair.com. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing with Youth, to the North County Thursday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club Tom Moss Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles. CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, Maria Fabula, will be joined by fellow panelists, PRJ USD Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. Individuals interested in attending can register for their spot online at no charge at swypaso.givesmart.com. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Bucks 129-96, the Warriors over the Mavericks 137-131, the Pistons beat the Lakers 113-110. Tonight, the Kings will face the Hornets, the Nuggets will go against the Suns, the Magic will face the Cavaliers, the Pelicans will go against the Knicks. In Major League Baseball, the 2026 season begins with a special opening night tomorrow with the New York Yankees and San Francisco Giants. In California news, Attorney General Rob Bonta has announced that he has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Energy Department to stop it from restarting the pipeline system linked to San Ynez's offshore platform. The pipelines were considered to be restarted by an executive order from President Donald Trump invoking the Defense Production Act. A study published by UC Santa Cruz says that the $20 per hour fast food wage in California may come with some unintended consequences. UC Santa Cruz economics lecturer Stephen Owen, who has conducted the study, said this is a classic case of no good deed goes unpunished. The study found there is a higher demand for jobs, with restaurants citing an increase in applications, but created less demand for workers. Footage has been circulating online of a woman at the San Francisco International Airport being detained by Immigration Customs Enforcement. DHS says officers arrested Angelica Lopez Jimenez and Wendy Godinez Lopez, who had a final removal order from an immigration judge since 2019. DHS also clarifies this was before officers were deployed to airports to bolster TSA efforts. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The threat of New World screwworm on U.S. cattle continues to loom near our southern border. Last June, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a sweeping five-pronged plan to enhance the ability to detect, control, and eliminate the pest. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Dudley Hoskins says big steps have been made on one of the pillars of that program, sterile fly production.
We're still relying on our COPEC facility in Panama that produces about 100 million sterile flies per week. We continue to disperse those wherever and however we can when we're seeing the highest risk movement of flies in Mexico. The secretary has initiated an additional dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico that we completed construction on last November. It helps us be more nimble in our aerial dispersal in Mexico, places hard to get to. So that's been a critical asset to us in that tool. Box. Most recently, the secretary was in McAllen, Texas at Moore Air Base and participated in a ribbon cutting ceremony to bring the new dispersal facility online in McAllen. That dispersal facility is operational. It's dispersing flies as we speak.
Once facilities are fully operational, USDA says they'll have up to 500 million sterile flies per week to fight this pest all the way back to the Darien Gap.
Hello, this is Brad Arntzen. Since 1956, Arntzen Angus has been breeding cattle the same way. We like them to be sound, gentle, maternal, and to perform. On Thursday, April 2nd, we will be offering 220 performance-tested bulls and 20 registered heifers that will excel in just these traits. We invite you to come out to the ranch and celebrate our 50th sale with lunch at noon and the sale to start at 1. For more information, check out our Facebook page or give us a call at 406-462-5557.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Treaty Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets Friday, March 27, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Treaty Oak Revival. Treaty Oak Revival.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Aside from water, tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world. It can be found in almost 80% of U.S. households, according to the Tea Association of the USA Incorporated. More than 160 million Americans drink tea, yet tea isn't grown domestically. Atef Swellam, director of the University of California Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fresno County, would like to see California farmers capitalize on this untapped market. We import about 120 million pounds of tea into the U.S. annually, spending about $6 billion, Swellam said. He added that as San Joaquin Valley farmland is retired to comply with California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the niche crop could give growers a way to maximize profit per acre. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday with about a 25% chance of showers. Mid-80s Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground in early trading. There is a mixed report on the economy for this month. Manufacturing picked up more than expected, measured by S&P Global, though the service sector of the economy, everything from hotels to hairdressers, cooled slightly. Also today, payroll processing company ADP says for the 4 weeks ending March 7th, private employers added an average of 10,000 jobs a week, suggesting little change in hiring in recent weeks. Crude oil prices are rising today. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is back over $103 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate U.S. oil has topped $92 a barrel. And United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby says he believes airfares will continue to go up with oil prices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcome spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you delicious fresh food for over 16 years, and they offer a promo code, it's KPRL, you'll get a $5 discount. So order online or in person, Red Scooter Deli, right next to the pet department, across the right from the across from the city park, downtown Paso Robles as well. Simply go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780, and remember, they're open daily 6:30 till 4.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the Old West, when someone got his, it meant he got what was coming to him, and getting his was usually bad. Stick around because the subject of today's story surely got his. The March 26, 1870 Stars and Stripes newspaper of Auburn, California reported the story about a John Kelly who robbed the Myers Jewelry Store in San Francisco of several thousand dollars worth of jewelry. There were no leads until a gentleman arrived from Los Angeles wearing one of the stolen pieces of jewelry. He said he had purchased it from a man named John Kelly. John Kelly was found in Prescott, Arizona with much of the jewelry. Before he could be tried, he escaped to Santa Rita Mine, Arizona, where he was employed as a blacksmith until he got in a knife altercation, that is. From there, he went to Tubac, Arizona, where he killed a man. And because the sympathies of the citizens were with the murdered man, Kelly thought it was necessary to leave that part of the country to escape the lynch law. Continuing south, Kelly went to Chihuahua, Mexico. On the way, Kelly casually killed his traveling companion. By now, Kelly had acquired the name Arizona Ruffian. Moving on to El Paso del Norte, the Arizona Ruffian killed a family of four. This is where John Kelly's adventures ended. It seems a group of men captured John, took him some distance from the city, and according to the newspaper, tied one end of the rope to a limb of a tree, and to the other end tied Kelly by his heels, so that his head hung within a few feet from the ground. They then built a slow fire under him and allowed him to remain suspended until death put an end to his existence. In other words, John Kelly surely got his in spades. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair has announced two additional headline concerts will be coming to this year's Michelob Ultra Concert Series. First, on July 20th at 7:30 p.m., Megadeth will take to the Chumash Grandstand Arena with special guest Exodus. Second, on July 23rd, will be Treaty Oak Revival with special guest William Clark Green. Tickets for each concert go on sale this Friday, March 27th at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing with Youth, to the North County Thursday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club at Tom Moss Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles, with special guests PRJUSD Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Delays and cancellations continue at New York's LaGuardia Airport after Sunday's collision between a plane and a fire truck. The wreckage remains on the runway.
Today, we expect to learn more information tied to the cockpit voice and flight data recorders that were recovered intact at the wreckage site. They could hold the key to figuring out more about what went wrong.
Fox's Hebe Cotton at LaGuardia. Passengers still stuck in long security lines nationwide. Fox's Brooke Tiller at the Bush International Airport in Houston.
We had a lot of people telling me that they've been waiting here 2 hours, 3 hours, even 4 hours.
Staff issues tied to TSA officers who have missed 3 paychecks due to the DHS shutdown. Democrats not willing to fund the department unless they receive reforms in the form of for ICE enforcement. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
For over 4 decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, we'll have plentiful sunshine on your Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll do upper 80s again on your Wednesday. Again, more sunshine. And heading out to Thursday, low 80s. Same on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mid 80s. Then we'll cloud up a little bit. Low 70s on Monday, Tuesday. Partly cloudy. Mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 7:01 a.m., 7:18 p.m. We are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, protect what matters. Barry will have on a couple of folks, and first up will be Karen Talent. You've heard her before. She's from Groves on 41. How the industry is becoming more important not only to California, but our county as well. And then tips on choosing the best olive oil for every occasion. And then Joel Peterson, the CEO of Pass Robles Wine Country Alliance, will join the conversation with you and Barry between 1 and 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. And remember, you can change the subject at any time, even the course of the during the course of the same conversation. Sometimes we are begging. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here. On a text, I've heard that you are a cat person. Okay, so this is something to open up. It says, the cat's meow, feline advice column by Cosmo. I'm assuming that's not Kramer. Let's see here, there's one, two, three, four of them. If someone wakes you up, simply stare at them like they've committed a felony. This is the cat's meow. Never come when called unless there's food, preferably tuna. If a door is closed, demand it be opened. Once it's open, don't go in. This maintains dominance. Sit on anything important. Papers, laptops, freshly folded laundry. This shows your love and ownership. Cats do like to do that. If you're working on a desk or something like that, paperwork, they love to jump up and just sit on that stuff. Don't know why. Don't know why, but they do. Well, that's just because they're cats. Alrighty, this California story that has made news, and Chris had it too, on the ICE for arresting two people at the San Francisco airport. Again, when I read something, I'm always interested in the wording. And this jumped out immediately. I didn't finish the story. I just stopped. And the story, it starts, again, it's a release. And this is from Fox. And it starts, California Democrats blasted federal immigration authorities after a viral video showed officers arresting two people, including a crying woman. And I stopped and I said to myself, what does the crying woman have to do with the situation? She was being arrested, but including a crying woman. It's two people, including a crying woman. They don't say, and a man just standing there. So is that supposed to trigger some kind of emotion or thought process? Because two people were being arrested, and the woman was crying. Okay. They had, by the way, this wasn't it was ICE arresting them, but from according to the story, is they had an outstanding removal orders, and they were in the United States illegally. And the federal official said the arrest followed a lawful final removal order issued by an immigration judge in 2019, and that one of the individuals attempted to flee and resisted officers. This may have been the crying woman. Again, a final removal order from an immigration judge since 2019. All right, so now the Democrats are going absolutely crazy. All right, speaking of that, do Americans support voter ID? I guess you can look a lot of places, but at least the ones I've come across that you have different research. You have Gallup, and Gallup says from their polls, 84% of U.S. adults favored requiring all voters to provide photo identification at their voting place. All right. Also, 83% favored requiring people who are registering to vote for the first time to provide proof of citizenship. The Rasmussen report said a reasonable measure to protect the intended. They asked if ID requiring photo ID to vote is reasonable. 77% of likely voters said yes. And then the Pew Research Center, 83% of United States adults strongly favored requiring all voters to show government-issued photo identification to vote. Well, as we've been down this road many times, what don't we need an ID for? Many important things in our lives we need IDs for, including buying beer. Now, 36 states request or require identification for in-person voting. Even Wisconsin requires it. Now, the House passed Save America Act, supported by the president, is awaiting a Senate vote. It would require voter ID and proof of citizenship at the time of registration. Well, how many of us had to get our new IDs to just travel across the United States in an airplane or enter a federal building? I still would like the media to ask the question of politicians who say that this would infringe on the rights of millions of Americans not being able to vote. Where is the background behind that, and what would be the reason? Are you telling me millions of Americans don't have any identification at all? How do they exist? All righty, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this edition on the Right Choice KPRL. And as I mentioned earlier, on the Department of Education, because there is mixed thoughts on this, the Trump administration, they've been considering, I don't know if dumping is the correct word, but at least maybe going through it. And again, if you just missed it, that the budget a year and a half ago, the fiscal year, was $268 billion. $268 billion. Now, that accounts for roughly 4% of total federal spending. And the majority of this funding, about 60%, goes towards federal student aid, including loans and Pell Grant. That's a lot of money. And what have we gotten? We have got a continuing decline in performance. We've more than doubled spending on education since this department came into being in 1979. And again, we have spent billions of dollars. And the stagnant student test scores, stagnant is, that's a kind word that they're using. And a lot of people say that we should keep the Department of Education because it enforces civil rights. Well, we have laws in this country without the Department of Education about civil rights. I didn't know that the Department of Education is an enforcement group. But also, perhaps, it may depend on the state, that if you got rid of the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., maybe we can get more local control within our state. Now, again, we're talking California here, so we know that we have, when we talk about local control in California in our own districts, that Sacramento has the claws out. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I've heard this at the radio. It says for at least 10 years, 100,000 Chinese women come over here for vacation or whatever. They have a baby, and then they register the baby, and they go, it's an American citizen, they go back to China, they take the baby with them back, and they stay in China until they're 18 years old, and then they come back here. So what are they doing? I believe this. I think it's true. And if they come here as spies, they're going to have to do what the Chinese tell them to do because they have all their family back in China.
So the threat against the family would be the reason for them to carry out any, let's just say, assignments that they're given.
Correct. So $100,000 a year for 10 years, that's how many?
Well, that's small in comparison to what the Biden administration let in from almost from many countries in just 4 years.
Yes. But I'm against anchor babies and coming here having a baby and they're citizens, you know. So I don't know what other people think.
Well, I am too, because it's you know, people use the immigration stories, you know, a lot of them are these what I call the sad sack stories of why we have to be empathetic to people and so forth. But this isn't the year 1900 anymore. We have more and more people who are wanting to do harm to our country from within. So I think we need to be more diligent in how we proceed.
I totally agree. Okay, talk to you later.
All right, thank you for your call. 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us about this and anything else as well. Let's see here. Back to the Department of Education. Supporters argue a central authority is necessary to maintain national education standards and monitor student performance. Well, if the performance has been going down, or in their words, stagnant, why has nothing been done about it? And then the other part is, if our standards have been going down and nothing has been done about it, why do we need them? Why do we need them? Another, again, bureaucracy. I'd like to see the salaries and how much money is spent on that. Now, this is when I mentioned the $260 billion. It said it's spent approximately $268 billion. I don't know what their budget is, but that's a lot of money. Now, just in college loans and grants, this is from 2024, was more than $160 billion. Okay, so that's a few nickels and so forth and so on. Which, by the way, California is, we have a not a very good budget. Not a very good budget, and there is a, I'll just say an elected official, Democrats. They want to bring back the, would revise many of the immigrant health care that was cut because of our budget. They want to bring it back, the health care for illegals and the Medi-Cal eligibility, and it's for all income qualifying residents regardless of citizenship. It's Senate Bill 1422. And of course, this has to do with bringing the community together and so forth and so on, all these other things and so forth. The state spends, or the taxpayer spends, about $12 billion annually on illegal immigrant health care. That is just in the state of California. And again, we have a shrinking budget. And yet these people want to bring this back. Now, California's tax on health insurance is particularly large, generating about $7 billion annually for the general fund, a figure that the state finance department estimates will decrease to about $6 million next year. Now, the Medi-Cal spending has nearly doubled to $200 billion during Newsom's two terms. And that includes about $119 billion in federal dollars. I don't know how these people balance their own budgets in their homes when they do the, if they even do the math. We're in the hole. We're in the hole, and we're already spending $12 billion annually on illegal people's health care just in the state of California. This is amazing. I'm guessing that most people in the general public don't realize this. Our listeners do, but the general public, no. That's why, you know, the question we always ask is, why do they keep voting these people back in? Absolutely amazing. All right, let's see. We got a couple of minutes left here. And this day in 1958, the Big E, Elvis, is inducted into the United States Army, where he took a at least a $100,000 pay cut, which, by the way, the United States federal government lost because of the taxes that Elvis was paying, but he served. Now, according to this, Elvis was offered the opportunity to serve in the special services to entertain the troops. Elvis served as a regular soldier for 2 years, and that's how he ended up meeting Priscilla. Okay. You may remember this, the Exxon Valdez disaster, 10.8 million gallons of oil off the coast of Alaska. It was the largest oil spill in the United States history to that time. I have a question about that. You know, you see those commercials on TV with the dish soap. Chris, you've seen these where they clean the little ducks or the birds.
Yeah, those are Dawn. That's a Dawn dish soap commercial.
Okay, so you weren't born when this happened, but this was a major, major thing. I mean, 10.8 million gallons of oil in Alaska there. Has that recovered? I think I know the answer, because I know this for a fact. Down in, if you remember the one in the Gulf of Mexico down off the coast near, oh gosh, I always forget the name of the beach. But it's of St. Petersburg, just down from Clearwater. That's where we used to go a lot, because my dad lived on John's by John's Pass there. It goes out into the Gulf. And we would go down there to jet ski. And obviously it's Florida, so a lot of fishing and so forth. And I just happened to ask some people who were in the dock there. They were fishermen. And this was, I don't know how long afterwards, and I said, you know, hey, how's it going? He says, we recovered just fine. We recovered just fine. It was short-lived. Because I remember at the time there was somebody, you know, one of these scientists or doctors, you know, he put out a comparison of the amount of gallons, and it is frightening, and we don't want these things to happen. And yes, some wildlife probably suffered. However, they rebuilt, the wildlife, they replenished, but The person who wrote the article compared it to throwing two cans of Cokes into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, or, you know, something like that, that really pointed out that while this is something we want to avoid, it's not as, shall we say, significant as the way it's presented. And I thought that was pretty good. All right, let's see here. We have anything else in today in history? Well, we have a lot of things, but let's see here. Carnegie Steel Company is incorporated in New Jersey, and this was in 1900. And then we also have German physician Robert Koch announces the discovery of bacterium that causes tuberculosis. He received the Nobel Prize. And I didn't know this. Tuberculosis is historically known as consumption, whatever that means. All right, well, just a couple of things on today in history, and throwing in there the old Big E, and that's it. Okay, so enjoy your day. Thank you for everything, and remember, coming up this afternoon, Barry and Protecting What Matters, I'll fill you in on who is a couple of guest star in just a moment after Chris gets done with that. But again, thank you for listening.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has proudly announced that the high school's jazz band earned first place in their division at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival held March 14th in San Luis Obispo. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding its next regular meeting Wednesday, March 25th in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The board will review feedback gathered from its workshop March 12th, approve the budget for the next fiscal year, and decide on a funding mechanism. You can attend in person at 4 p.m. or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, coming up, Barry, Protecting What Matters. And 12:30 to 1 will be Karen Talon from Groves on 41. And then Joel Peterson, CEO of the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance. Enjoy that. And enjoy your day. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small businesses. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.